Thousands of people in New York this week are hoping to get a sneak peek at the next Tickle Me Elmo. Future blockbuster toys and plenty of old favorites are on display at the American International Toy Fair. NPR producer Barry Gordimer attended the opening and was surprised, mostly by what he did not see.
Toy Fair is a crystal ball, a chance to gaze now at what kids will be unwrapping in December.
I'm Chatterbox. Please press the button.
It's a bit like the Ghost of Christmas Future, but like most ghost stories, it's not a lot of fun. In fact, along with Divorce Court, Toy Fair is the most joyless place I've ever been.
Ho, 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 we are Santa's elves.
Perhaps my expectations were a tad unrealistic. I thought Toy Fair would be like Santa's workshop, with lots of happy little helpers handing out toys for all the children to play with.
With a toy for each girl and boy, oh, we are Santa's.
One problem. There are no kids at Toy Fair. Welcoming you to the convention is a sign that reads, "No one under 18 admitted." Perhaps it's a good thing. I'm 40-something, and there was plenty I found troubling.
The game Sosumi is a game that we thought up to give everybody a good time, suing their friends, taking their stuff.
The game is called Hot Flash, and it is about menopause.
People are very serious at Toy Fair, and they speak a language I'm not familiar with. I needed a translator. Fortunately, I found Julie Livingston of the Toy Fair Industry Association. She helped me decipher terms like tweens.
Tweens refer to 8 to 12-year-olds in between being a kid and a teenager.
Then there was play experience.
Play experience is what a kid feels like while they're playing with a particular toy or game.
The word I did not hear was fun. Now, to be fair, this is a trade show. It's about buying and selling. It's not about fun. I should have known better. Discovering what goes on behind the scenes can be disillusioning.
The great Oz has spoken. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
I used to be a professional magician, and I was always so disappointed when I learned how a trick was done. The secret was usually so simple, so unremarkable. The hardest part wasn't learning the trick, but remembering why it seemed so wondrous. I had to rediscover the magic. I was hoping Toy Fair would help me rediscover something else. When I grew up in the mid-60s and 70s, people didn't have PC phrases to describe what might be going on next door. Instead, they used whispered tones or awkward silences. However the neighbors described our house, suffice to say, my childhood ended prematurely. I was hoping Toy Fair would help me rediscover some magic. It did not, and I was wrong to ask.
Ho, 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 ho.
NPR's Barry Gordimer. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.